Hey, what's up, everyone out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another Addicted Fishing podcast. Once again, we have to apologize because it's been like 3 weeks since we've done one of these, maybe four.
We've been busy.
Stuff's been going on. Well, we apologize,
Clint, I'm asking Clint in the background, how long has it been? Like, five, 6 weeks? Well, we apologize,
don't
guys.
Don't be a hater.
Why do we start every podcast with an apology tour?
We have to because it's the number one requested thing in all of our comments, Instagram. People are constantly asking us for podcast episodes. And today we got a good one because we got Mr. Scott Call from Brad's Fishing in the building with us.
Excited to be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since it's been the first one in how long, Clint?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Clint knows on the dot because he's the one that uploads them. So tonight, guys, we're going to talk a little bit of Springer prep. But before we do have a couple quick announcements. I wanted to let all you guys know, if you haven't seen yet, we are going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania at the Bayfront Convention Center on April 21st, premiering the Steelhead Alley movie. I'm so excited. This is going to be our first event that we've ever done not on the West Coast. This is the first time we've ever come out there and been able to hang out with all you addicts that live in the Great Lakes region. So get your tickets, addicted.fishing. You can buy your tickets to the movie. There's going to be tons of giveaways. It's going to be a good time. If you've seen any of our little promos online, you know our bashes are a lot of fun.
Taking it cross country, boys.
We're taking it cross country. Awesome. Finally.
That's finally. To Smallyland.
Yeah, we're going to do some smallmouth fishing too when we're out there. We probably won't film it though because you guys don't want to see that.
And it's those people are in for new experience. If they've never experienced one of these, if they haven't come out here to do it. I know I met one person that did fly out here from Michigan one time just for the bash.
This year, a guy flew from Ohio just to see the movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
he was like, and he commented when we just announced that we were doing it out there. He's like, I flew all the way to Portland to see this. There's no way I'm not coming to Pennsylvania. And he lives in Ohio.
Good. We got him twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are in for a treat. You're really going to enjoy this. The bashes are incredible. They're just hard to explain. Unless you're there and you see it yourself, you just can't explain it.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. I had a lot of people come up to me and tell me that too this year at the Portland one. So come out there, guys. Erie, Pennsylvania at the Bayfront Convention Center. You can get tickets and information on our website, addicted.fishing.
That's right.
What else is happening?
Well, we wrapped up all our tour here. We're still steelhead fishing. I mean, it's kind of a blur, but we got a lot of really cool things coming this summer. I saw you announced, like, we got the knife coming out. Yep. And we got some other little pet projects that I think are coming to fruition here over the next month or two.
Do you like how I put coming out in 2034?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? A couple people sent me that, and they're like, you're a social media guy or gal kind of screwed that up. I'm like, no.
Did that on purpose.
That's what it feels like.
No, that's probably the correct timeline. 10 years? Yeah, that sounds about right. We'll get it within 10 years, guaranteed.
It's tougher than people know, I'll tell you that.
Dude.
You've been working on
something for like 2-3 years.
I have.
I mean, when did we get When did we get the original?
What? Wait a minute. What?
I mean, I was running about the ocean like 3-4 years ago.
Oh.
It's a work in process.
But I heard it's coming.
But as we've seen by others, it's got to be perfect before it comes out, right?
And that's one thing we love about Brad's is they definitely test their products. You guys really do.
Yeah. This day and age, you have to. The social media and stuff, you're going to get called to the curb if things aren't right.
Not just that, but it's how you run your brand, right? I mean, you want to be the first to market or you want to be the best out?
Have something that works.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the key.
Fishermen are very discerning.
So.
And we're going to find out tomorrow how well this damn thing works.
You might.
Maybe. We are going to go do some blackmouth fishing tomorrow, guys. That's something you guys have also requested on our content for a long time.
Yes.
We went up there and tried to do it with Patrick Gaffney one time. Patrick, if you're listening, you only caught us like one, like 12-inch fish. So we're going back. We're going back this time.
You're such a jerk.
And we almost got blown off the water on this. So this is the first day it's going to fish, I think, in the last three or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been blowing. Yeah, I talked to our guide, Matt Messing, messing around guide service. He said, it'll fish. He said, earlier in the week, I thought I was going to call you and say it ain't happening.
Really?
But he said, yeah, it'll fish. So that's good. Hasn't been pressure in a couple days. And so, yeah.
He's going
to
be
excited
gnarly
to do it.
Mm-mm. I ain't going.
Nope.
I'm out.
He gets seasick.
Have fun.
I'm out. Okay, another exciting thing I wanted to tell you guys about. Actually, this podcast is brought to you by this company. This is one of our brand new partners. We're super excited to be working with them. A lot of you guys may have heard the name Smokehouse Products, but if you haven't heard that name, I guarantee you've heard of the Little Chief, Big Chief Smoker. And if you haven't, you're probably living under a rock on an island somewhere, because I think most fishermen in the Northwest have either had experience or had a Little Chief or a Big Chief smoker.
Hasn't everybody had one? I mean, either has one now or has had one at one point.
It's, oh, yeah.
Anybody who's ever killed a salmon or steelhead in the Northwest and thought about smoking it knows what a Big
Chief smoker
100%.
Well, so they've been around since 1968, which is really, really cool, right?
I would believe it because I'm about that damn old. So, yeah, I'd believe it.
Right in Hood River, Oregon. And the cool thing about this, the Little Chief, Big Chief, and I hear it all the time and see it all the time online, is it's really hard to get, you know, everyone's kind of migrated over to the pellet smokers, myself included, and I think Cam has smoked a lot of his fish on pellet smokers, but I've always kept a Little Chief and a Big Chief in my back pocket because you cannot get the same taste and presentation out of fish that you can on a Little Chief or a Big Chief with a pellet smoker. A lot of times you can't get the temperature down as low as you need to on the pellet smokers, and with the Little Chief and the Big Chief you can. So highly recommend you check them out. And as you guys know, with partnerships, we get to hook you little addicts up out there. So
home discounts.
Discounts, exactly. So Addicted 20. If you guys head over to smokehouseproducts.com, smokehouseproducts.com, use the code Addicted20. And check out their website. Make sure you guys browse around, because they don't just have smokers. That's the one thing that I didn't really know until I started getting more familiar with the company and establishing the partnership, is they make all sorts of stuff. Jerky guns, seasonings, pretty much anything you need to smoke products. So check them out. We're excited to be working with them. One of our new partners, Smokehouse Products. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Welcome aboard.
Such an integral part of what we do. I mean, like, I was giving a guy some of the smoke or some of the frozen fish to smoke just a couple days ago, one of my neighbors, because he wanted to do a smoker batch. I mean, if you're a hunter or fisher in the Northwest, like, there's something you can be using from there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And I'll tell you, I have tried twice to smoke cheese on my Traeger. You can't do cheese on the Traeger. So if you want to do cheese or anything like that too, it's great in the Little Chief, Big Chief. And something that we have sitting here, which I just found out about like 2 days ago, I had no freaking clue they even made them, but they have a mini Chief. And I was thinking, damn, that would be perfect to smoke cheese in. So anyway, guys, we're going to move on from Smokehouse because we got some Springer prep to talk about.
Yeah, we're already missing the boat.
We are?
Yeah.
What are we missing?
Yeah, we're missing the boat. There's fish dying.
Is there?
Yeah.
I've been wondering because I heard some rumors in the lower river. Yeah. I heard some rumors in the lower river that there were some springers getting caught. I will tell you, I drove almost to the coast today, and there is an insane amount of sea lions. I mean, it's disgusting.
I mean, so it's funny. So I had a guy, so Ben, in my boat a couple days ago, Scott, and just a mutual buddy of ours.
Shout out to Benny Boy.
You know, we were talking, we were steelhead fishing, and we were looking, we were talking about like, oh, 3 or 4 days or 3 or 4 years ago on this exact date, we were fishing woodland for springers, and we went like 4 for 5. It's like March 18th. It's like, not this year, but like, I think it's funny, it was kind of went and did a talk at a local fishing meeting here last week, and we were all kind of chatting around, and it's like, you know, we would be fishing. I should have already had 10 or 12 days and just trying to get one myself. Now, granted, the steelhead season has been the best we've seen in 10 years, so I have no interest in doing it, but there should have still been like other fish caught, lots of other people getting fish caught. And what I think is what's happening, and what this other, I don't want to say his name, but what he thinks is happening too, is now that we have this just monstrosity population of seals and sea lions just sitting here, and yes, they're eating smelt, like that's why they're here.
I saw them up every trip, too. Trip that was on the Columbia River dumping in, they were just floated with sea lions.
Yeah, you wonder where those steelhead might have gone to. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not necessarily in your trip, but regardless of where you were fishing. But, like, the bottom line is, like, okay, so how do salmon, like, survive, like, the gauntlet of bears and predation? Like, even when they're going out, you have population, you have numbers, lots of numbers, right? You know, the predators eat on whatever the baby smolts or the adults coming back. And they get full, and then some of them survive. Well, if you don't have a ton of adults coming in, they're dying. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced they're dying. People keep saying that, oh, the spring run's just getting later and later and later. It's like, no, it's not. The same springers that were showing up at the end of February 10 years ago are showing up.
They're just getting eaten.
They're dying.
They're just getting eaten. Yeah.
Think about it. And then we see, as anglers in the Columbia River, we see like this big push of fish, but that's because like, well, that now they have, you know, the survivability in numbers, right? Yeah. Like, so some, you know, they're still losing 200 a day, but there's 400 fish coming up, where when there's less than 200 a day, they're all dying. Like, I'm convinced of it. Like, so I'm not even, I haven't even strung up a trolling rod or done anything like that yet, just because we need those real.
I'll tell you, when it was sunny the other day, though, really sunny of the weekend, gosh, I wanted to go out bad.
Oh, like I said, there's been fish caught, and there was fish caught over this sunny period of weather because springers bite in the sun.
Yep.
So I don't think it's like, you know, it's not a lost cause. Guys are out there. I've seen a couple guys throw pictures up. A lot of guys sending texts to their buddies and telling them to be quiet, but whatever. It bottom line is, like,
there's so many fish. When I was hitting the freeway today, there was boats everywhere. There's dudes fishing.
Yeah, they're out there. So I mean, you're not just pissing in the wind if you're thinking you're not going to get one. But I do believe that we're not seeing a later run. We're seeing our early run get eaten.
Yeah, I agree.
The sea lions are the worst this year, I think, than from the people I've been talking to, worst that they've seen for.
Well, what's managing their population down?
Well, nothing now, because we just got $1.5 million removed from the budget for sea lion removal, right? We just struck that out.
I didn't see that. Yeah. I thought it was open season on them, but I mean, I don't. But no, yeah, but right. So nothing changes. And this was just a continuation.
So this wasn't even a new bill. Yeah. This was just continuation of sea lion removal that got struck out. And then
to me, this is the same analogy with like North Coast, like Washington Steelhead. Like if the managers of the state doesn't do anything, well, nothing's going to change. So, like, I don't know why we would think that these sea lion populations are going to go away or dwindle when, like, nothing's changed for, like, 15 years on them. Yeah. Nothing has. They killed a few in Oregon City, and we got record runs of steelhead. Well, they changed that. What have they changed in the Lower Columbia? Not a thing. Yeah. Why do we think? I mean, so, yeah, it's just going to get worse until the springers are gone, but. That's me being Mr. Negative, but that has unfortunately been proven, you know, time and time again.
Yeah, it's super frustrating.
Well, even with those damn sea lions, we're still going to catch a few springers.
We are going to catch
a few springers. So what are you guys doing, Cam? What are you starting with when you're starting to prep? Like, what are you doing? Lines, re-spooling reels, tying leaders? No, what's your main things?
Every year, fresh 65-pound Enforcer braid. Got to polish up those triangles and get everything ready. I mean, there's not a lot to do because the early season, I'm buying bait. I've already bought my bait, actually.
That's one thing that people should really do out there from a prep perspective is buy bait ahead of time, because I promise you that the guys that do that and buy the good bait are usually the guys out there that you see that are pretty fishy.
Yeah, and you're gonna have a tough time trying to scrounge down like some good, you know, red and green label herring, you know, the last week of March when the things are starting to happen. Bought the bait, got that ready. For me, a lot of times, like, the Lower Columbia just ends up fishing just kind of more of like a triangle bait show just because of water clarity. You know, I generally don't have a lot of 360. The last couple of years it has been that way, though, where not last year, but the years before that, where it was a 360 show on the slack tides, and so I'm getting obviously my super baits and originals and everything else ready to go with those 360s. But I don't know, I don't know how this setup's going to be, because, like, even though we had this beautiful stint of sunny weather, like, the next 10 days
is junk.
It's not freezing. Thank God. Cause I think that's
just a lot of rain.
It is a lot of rain, and it's mild, kind of warm rain. So my guess is probably by the time you're hearing this podcast, and maybe in a few days, you're going to see that turbidity kind of come up. Visibility is going to go down. Just kind of turn it into more of like kind of the traditional, you know, just standard trolling show is what I'm guessing. So I'm preparing a lot of that. Herring leaders, super bait leaders. I mean, just kind of all the general stuff. But I mean, not to the point where I think we're going to be putting the jet divers and stuff in the boat and the anchor show just yet. But some of those guys down the Lower Columbia, I mean, have you talked to anybody, Scott, that's been on doing that plug show yet down there?
No, the water levels are pretty low right now. So almost like summertime low. So, yeah, it's making me wonder, are they holding water back or just not getting the melt yet, or a combination of both? So be interesting to see if it's going to be a good plug show this year or if it's going to be more of a troll show. Yeah, I don't know. If it is a plug show, it's not going to be up in the weeds like it has been.
Yeah, right. It's going to be like normal stuff.
Right. Yeah, it'd be normal stuff.
Because even down in the Lower Columbia, you still get, I mean, even with a low Columbia, you still get
forceful tide. There's still spots.
So, yeah. you still will have
the guys that know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've had their spots picked out the last 10 years, right? They're just sitting in them.
I saw some guys anchor today on my drive out.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of plunkers, too. Ton of plunkers down there already lying up along the banks.
Yeah, they always hit them first. So, yeah, I've heard some good stories from some plunkers, but nothing great. I haven't heard anything terrific whatsoever.
Yeah.
But here and there, da-da-da-da-da-da.
They'll be here on April 7th.
All right.
How will you know?
Mark it down.
Because that's just when they'll be
here. Are you going fishing on April 7th?
No, I just am telling you that's when they'll be here. When does it close? Like the 5th?
April 5th.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll be here the 6th.
They'll be here the 6th.
They'll be here the 6th.
Oh, we won't be. I'll be good.
Just like July 5th is always the sunniest day of the year.
Oh, yeah, of course. Guaranteed. Yeah, yep. No, but I mean, as far as like prep goes, like making sure you get your bait, if you're listening to this now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't realize spring Chinook was coming in the Northwest. If you're one of those guys who are listening to that and you're shocked by it, go out, get yourself some bait, get your Procure brines, get your scents, just the stuff like that that's going to be kind of hard to go or hard to get a hold of.
Stock up on hooks.
Yep. Stock up on hooks, making sure, because like I said, those 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, pick your brand, whatever size
there's
you want.
An addicted at salmon hook coming at some point. I don't know when, but it's supposed to be here. It's supposed to be here. You'll be able to get it at Walmart first.
What was that movement you just made, Clint? What was that?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, so we do have an addicted salmon hook. I mean, you guys, just as much testing and development that went into the bead hook in a convenient 3, 4, 5, 2-0 size. 6-0? I don't think we did 6-0. Yeah.
It's 1-0 to 5-0.
1-0 to 5-0. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, like, yeah, 1-0, 5-0 size. We'd love. I'm just going to brag a little bit, but I got some, so it'll be great. I'll let you know how they work.
We all tested them. Nick used them. Cameron used them. Big Dave. Everyone used them for a couple of years.
They're good, but like really those should be them. Out. But having the right size, like I said, don't go out Thursday, afternoon thinking I'm going to go fishing this weekend. It's, the weather's going to change. It's going to be bright and sunny because you're going to have a hard time. So, since COVID kind of taught everybody to really kind of prep and prepare, with supplies and if you want to spend some time in the outdoors and be adequately equipped, you better think ahead.
Yeah, and not wait till last minute.
Mm-mm.
Be prepared.
No, I'll be out there March 29th.
Especially with super baits.
Oh, gosh.
Be prepared.
You better be prepared. You better
Scott,
get
be prepared for the emails. Huh? Where are the super baits?
Yeah, we've gotten a couple of big shipments so far this year, and they've all gone out real quick. And, flying off the shelves just as fast.
Nice.
Sweet. It is, but, it's a good problem to have. I'd rather have more out there, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's...
It'll happen.
Yeah.
What's going to be the hot ticket for springers, you think, for super baits this year? Color-wise?
Great question. Or? So every year it's the question of, is it going to be a skinny year or is it going to be a plug cut year? Because, I know the cult following is for skinnies, but there are years where the plug cut outfishes.
I like the mini size for springers, my personal.
The mini is probably the most consistent, I mean, size-wise for, if I was going to go anywhere and choose one, that's probably the most consistent.
I always have one out. Yeah. I'm typically like Cam. I like to fish a lot of bait, but I always have one like mini or regular cut plug with tuna in my lineup when I'm fishing.
Favorite springer color, Scott?
Twisted Sister.
Marlin?
Tasty. Seahawk.
Pink Magic.
Wrong with Seahawk. Pink Magic.
Pink Magic.
Really?
Pink Magic.
Right on.
I like Pink Magic.
Right on.
Okay, guys, anyways, we're going to keep the podcast. We got to head over to the live feed now. If you guys didn't know,
that.
Every single Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we do live feeds on Facebook and YouTube. So if you don't tune into those, make sure you guys tune in on Wednesdays, and we talk fishing. We're going to go over there and talk a lot more in-depth on the Springer depth, or Springer prep, not depth.
Maybe
probably
depth.
Some depth.
Depth is part of the prep.
We're going to get in-depth on Springer prep.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Come join us.
Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we'll see you on the river.